You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Maraming po salamat. Welcome to our 7 p.m. service. My name is Mark Constantino with Miss Diane. Diane will be here in a short while. And we're so glad to see you. In fact, it's really a party mode for our people. And some of them already went to their provinces. So great. So we are continuing on with our series today called The Promise Fulfilled. But I'd like to ask everyone to stand on our feet before we read God's Word. Okay, I'd like to ask Miss Diane. All right, everybody stand up. Tayo po tayong lahat. Okay, let me read to you our text today. I'll be sharing on Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 8. Here's what it says. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. Verse 10, and the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, that will be all or for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." This is the word of the Lord for us today and for the rest of the week. Let's pray. Panginoon, marami po salamat sa gabing ito. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, sa buhay na binigay niyo po sa amin. Lord, maraming salamat sa karunungan, Panginoon, sa bawat isa. Lord, even as we talk about your word, may we not miss you with all the parties, with all the activities, with everyone doing so many things, being busy about this season. May, Lord, may our hearts yearn and cry, long, and really crave for you like never before. Lord, we ask with the help of your Holy Spirit to reveal your heart in what you're about to do, for you are the most important, the very reason why we're here. We give you the glory and the highest praise due your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone would say,
amen.
Amen. Please take your seats. You know, especially for seasons like this, Christmas season, it's hard to talk about a certain topic where mostly when we talk about Christmas season, it's easy to talk about love, joy, di ba? Giving, happiness. Because you're into the, di ba? You're into that atmosphere, the environment of the season. And the hardest part sometimes, especially with seasons like this, especially in our church, wherever you go, is to talk about the topic on peace. Okay? And true enough, this is a promise that was fulfilled. In fact, when you look at the scripture that we read, it's so important for us to understand that the angels, all right, there was not the angels yet, one angel showed himself up to the shepherd. And the Bible says there was a glory that was shown. Isang anghel lang po. Kasi sinasabi ng Bible, yung mga shepherds natakot. Pero fear not, sabi ng angel. Because this was the promise that was given and it's been fulfilled. And so, you gotta rejoice. And guess what? After that, they were asked to go to the certain place so that they could see and meet baby Jesus. And then, all of a sudden, there was a host, a company of angels, multitudes, not one, but I guess I'm guessing, maybe every single one of the angels just showed up with all its glory and they said this, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." It was a song that came out from them. In fact, the whole Promise Fulfilled series is men and women who had an encounter with God, like Mary and Zechariah last Sunday that we talked about, that when they encountered the message and the word and an angel, song just burst out from their hearts. And that's what happened to the angel. It's not just one angel, but angels. They were declaring the glory of God. Imagine that based on what we read, God's presence through Christ manifested its glory. The glory of God was displayed fully when Christ came in here on earth. The exclamation of the heavens before the earth before the world, saying, "Hey, look, promise was fulfilled. Glory to God in the highest." I want you to understand and focus on the one angel showed up, shown his glory. Shepherds were scared because of the glory of God. This time, imagine all angels, multitudes of angels, not just a choir. Tens of thousands probably showed up, and they were all celebrating because of the promise that was said long years was fulfilled. Hebrews expressed this beautifully. It says here in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, "He is the radiance of the glory of God." Jesus is the radiance and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. Imagine this. The fullness of God's glory and radiance was displayed and shown through Christ. And not only that, it also speaks of his nature and power. By his mere word, everything will come to pass. Ganun po ka-powerful si God. Ganun po yung glory ni God. The magnificence, the fullness of his splendor and his being. Everything was displayed when this promise was given freely upon people. Just imagine the glory of God. Kaya nga, sa totoo lang po, let's not underestimate people who shared God's word. People who prayed for people. People who ministers. Yung mga tumalapit po sa harapan para, di ba, para makilala ang Panginoon, nagtataas ng kamay. Huwag natin i-downplay yung mga ganung bagay. Yung tipong nag-one-to-one ka lang. Yung kinounsel mo, tapos sinabi mo about the display and the glory of God and the love of God. Imagine that. That's the glory of God being displayed in us, through us, so that we will impart the glory of God and for them to realize, hey, look, there must be truth of the gospel. There must be a God who lives in this world. That's how powerful a life that can be changed. Yung pinakita po natin kanina sa video, yung mga tao na baptized na parang nakakatawa, pati sa BJMP, pinasok natin yung mga pulis na ministera natin, yung mga umiiyak na pulis, umiiyak dahil narinig yung salita ng Diyos. Yung mga tao na hindi mo akalain, invite mo, biglang na born again. Yung mga tao kakaiba na ang tigas-tigas ng puso, biglang lumambot, binigay yung buhay nila kay Lord. Imagine that. That's the glory of God being shined forth upon this world. Why? Because that's the promise fulfilled. And for us to hear that, wow, there's a great hope for your dad, Sheila, to receive the miracle that you're believing God for. There's a great hope for that direction, Sheila, that you're believing God for the will of God. There's a great hope for that expansion of business, Dr. Romel, that you're believing God that there's going to be expansion of what? Real estate and all this. There's no telling of what God is going to do in our behalf. Why? To the fact that the promise was fulfilled when he said so. Now, the fullness manifestation of Jesus is right here, and he wants to do it for us. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Secondly, based on what we talk about, God's presence through Christ manifested the real peace. Everybody say real peace. Alam niyo po ba, pag nagtatanong ako sa mga taong hindi nakakilala sa Panginoon, alam nila pastor ako, alam nila Kristiyano ako, ano ba pag-pray ko sa'yo, pare? Ang parati sinasabi nila, peace of mind, Max. And the group, peace of mind. Pero aside from world peace. You know what? This is very important for us to understand. A lot of people will go to church to find peace. In fact, I remember, during the time of 9/11, when the Twin Towers was destroyed, Pastor Rice Brooks, the guy who planted the church here in 1984, had a vision, had a call of God. He was from Nashville, Tennessee. Right there and then, just because of the situation in 9/11 in New York, planted the church without any strategic planning and all that, because of a circumstance. They all went there to plant a church, and God opened the church, a place called Lamb's Theater. Iba talaga pag Lamb of God. In Lamb's Theater, there was. That's why we have a thriving church in New York. Right now, because of what happened in 9/11, God could create crisis to circumstance and open doors that cause us to plant a church in New York, of all places, New York pa. Ano nangyari po? Sinasabi niya ganun, nung nagkaroon ng crisis sa New York because of the 9/11, yung Twin Towers, nasira. Alam niyo ba? All the churches were filled with people. They were looking for answers. When crisis hits, people are looking for real solution and real peace. They were insecure that they could never thought in New York, terrorists were able to come in and blast the whole, these two Twin Towers. The place was filled with people seeking for answers. A lot of people today are looking for peace. And I just want to let you know, for the record, peace can't be earned. There's no formula in peace. Reading your Bible doesn't give you the assurance of peace. Coming here today and worshiping God doesn't give you the appearance or the assurance of peace. Why? Because peace is not something that we could pray for. Peace is something that was given to us. It's free. A lot of people, if they know the price of peace, will spend millions of dollars to get peace. But nobody will. Because peace is something that you could receive, not earn, from the person who called himself the Prince of Peace. In other words, peace is not an event. Peace is a person. Are you here with me? So I remember when I was in UST, there was this group there called Pax Romana. All right, Pax Romana was, well, it happened way, way back during the Roman era, where when you say Pax Romana, it was something that the Romans would have a feast and celebration. Of all the era, Romans would have a year that they will not kill somebody warless. Everything is in order. Everything is at peace. And for them, it's a big deal. Kasi yung mga unang panahon, kung gusto ka na talagang pag sinabi mong war, bloody, yung nakikita natin sa History Channel, totoo yun. Yung tipong pag gusto kang pugutan ng ulo, nangyayari nilang basta-basta. Walang isip-isip. Kung gusto lang tagain ka sa arms mo, mawala ka. They can do that. They can kill you just like that. And you're dead. Blood will be spilled. It was a horrific kind of scene. That's what it was. But they came to the stage, a point, a year where they called it Pax Romana. And this Stoic philosopher by the name of Epictetus said, "While the emperor may give peace from war on land and sea, he is unable to give peace from passion, unable to give peace from grief, unable to give peace in envy. He cannot give peace of heart, for which man yearns more than even for outward peace." Kaya ang tao nagpipray for peace of mind. Kasi nga, hindi natin makukuha to. Walang peace of mind sa totoo lang. And you could say, if people are seeking for the real peace based on their hearts, how have you ever asked that question? How could you find peace when there's issues and trouble in your family? How can you find peace when you don't even receive your bonus yet? How can you find peace when somebody promised and yet did not fulfill his word? How can you find peace when there's differences? There are differences and people doesn't agree. And there are disagreements, arguments, based on perceptions and based on reference. How can you find peace even in church when there are small issues became big? But you don't talk to the person anymore. How can you find peace in your family? When families, titos, titas, and brothers and sisters, and the lolos and the other families, when they have reunions, doesn't speak with themselves. But yet they could celebrate and be together. How can you find peace? When you're thinking about the party, and there in the party it says, the costume will be like this, and you were thinking, I don't have money to buy for the costume, and how can you find peace when there's traffic here and there? How can you find peace when there are people here and there that you're running out of time and you have to buy and you have to deliver, but yet it is not there? How can you find peace? Tell me. In this world that we live in uncertainty, there is no assurance. How can you find peace when there are lots of expectations that is unmet? How can we find certain peace? Guess what? Galing talaga ni Lord. Lahat ng tao, wala akong kapayapaan sa puso, sa soul natin. Lahat tayo may issue. Kaya kailangan natin malaman, ano ba yung solusyon ng pagkakaroon ng kapayapaan sa buhay ng isang tao? Kasi nga po, kung titingnan nyo po, natutulan yung word na shalom. If you check it in the dictionary, it describes a condition of freedom of disturbance. Imagine condition, circumstance, freedom from disturbance. Meaning, whether it's outwardly as a nation from war of enemies or inwardly within your soul, anything that we're free of. Walang disturbance. Wala kang iniisip, wala kang worries. Everything is settled. Everything is in order. Kumbaga parang sigurista tayo, parang gusto natin lahat. Sigurado tayo. Wala tayong iniisip, wala tayong problema. Hindi pwedeng ganun eh. Sinasabi nga ni Jesus eh. Si Jesus mismo nagtabi, I promise you, there's trouble in this world. But God says, I give you peace. Where will you find that peace? That word shalom, it's adjective and substantive meaning. Here's what it is, so you would know. It means soundness. It means health. It means prosperity, well-being in general. It means completeness and security. That's what peace is about. How can you have peace na meron kang nararamdaman na hindi maganda? How can you have peace when you're feeling something in your body? How can you have peace? The Bible says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those with whom He is pleased. This is a promise. And when Jesus came here on earth, you know what He's saying? Based on the scripture, here's what it says in a statement, that Christ is the glory and the peace that reconciled men back to God. What people really wanted to, listen to this, is not peace of mind and peace of the world. What men really wanted is a peace that God Himself will be the one to bring us back to Him. And that has been settled. Ang kailangan natin hindi yung peace in mind, di ba? Peace of mind, peace in our hearts. Ang kailangan po natin, peace with God first. Kasi pinamis na yan eh. Peace with men in whom He will find favor with. Think about that for a minute. That's a promise. Peace with men. But for men to have peace, there should be a genuine reconciliation with God Himself. That is why peace with God is the ultimate answer. How? Romans chapter 5 verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Every soul declares a war with God. We are at war with God. Do you realize that? Because of sin. But thanks be to God, all we need to do is to put our trust in what Christ did on the cross. And through that, guess what? We become the righteousness of God. We have experienced peace and reconciliation. Hindi yung ikaw si Lord mismo. Kaya nga, yung gospel, yung ginawa ni God, hindi yung ikaw, yung good works mo. Kailangan ko magbasa ng Bible. Eh. Kulang pa ako sa prayer. Kulang pa ako sa fasting. Hindi yung mangyayari yan. Kasi ginawa na ni Lord para sa iyo. Yung peace o kapayapaan sa buhay po natin. Nagkagaling po kay Lord. More prayer pa. Kahit ano pang prayer, misang araw ka pa mag-pray. Kung wala si God sa heart mo, wala rin, hindi po mangyayari yan. Are you here with me? This is very important. What are we trying to say? If you don't have peace, and you're yearning and longing and craving for peace, friends, listen, is it possible that the reason you don't have peace because you yourself are not right with God? Because you yourself are not in peace with God. Kaya bottom line, it's between God and us. I was talking to someone recently. And he had issues. Real big issues. And he said, you know, the reflection of your relationship with others, if you have an issue with relationship with others, because it simply boils down to your relationship with God. How are you in terms of your walk with God? Kamusta muna natin? Huwag natin pag-usapan yung sino may problema o yung issue. Pag-usapan natin ikaw. Kamusta ka naman kay? Kamusta naman si Jesus sa buhay mo? Kamusta naman si Lord? Person can't say anything. Well, pastor, nagpa-fast ako. No, teka muna. No, I'm not talking about prayer. I'm not talking about breathing. How is Jesus in your life? Yung ba sinasabi natin, honor God? Do you really honor God? How is Jesus in terms of your personal walk? There was a long pause. Why? Because your relationship with others is really a reflection of your relationship with God. If you have a hard time forgiving, and until today, you have not forgiven with all the bitterness and the things that happened to you. Listen to this. Simply because you never really understood what Christ did for you when he gave his life and shed his blood freely and he suffered for you so that he could forgive you and you be reconciled with God. You know why? Because in 2 Corinthians, here's what it says. In the next verse, here's what it says. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ. And since God reconciled himself through Christ, you did not seek for God. He was the one who sought for you and reached out for you and us be reconciled with him. He gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Si Lord mismo nag-reach out sa atin through the gospel. Victory group man yan, victory group leader man yan, through a friend, na-invite ka, na-sharean ka ng one-to-one, na-preachan ka ng gospel. Ngayon, tinanggap po si Lord, grabe. Ikaw naman ngayon, dahil natanggap mo siya, you have the peace. Now it's your turn. Now it's your move. Now it's your time for you to fulfill the ministry of reconciliation. Ang hirap kaya yung sabihin mo kay Dan, sorry. Dan, may sabihin ako, hirap sabihin. Dan, sorry na talaga. Iya ako. Pero si Lord, pag ginawa mo yun, delight na delight sa'yo, naghihintay sa'yo si Lord. Grabe, all it take is for you to make that move so that the promise will be fulfilled in your life. Folks, God made a move. Now you receive forgiveness. Now we are reconciled. Now it's your turn to make that move and be reconciled and say, pare, tagal kita hindi kinausap. Sorry na, hirap sabihin, pero sorry pare, okay na tayo. I want to ask forgiveness. Why am I saying this? You know, in my family, we all have different personalities. We're issues. Why? Because we are a sinful nature. Iba-ibang personality, iba expression of the sinful nature being expressed. And for me, it's okay. Labas natin yan. Magalit na't magalit. Labas natin yan. Pero pag nag-usap tayo, the end of the day, peace. May forgiveness, may harmony. Nagsosorihan. That's the goal. It doesn't matter kung magsigawan tayo. Okay lang magsigawan at the end of the day. We provoke one another. At the end of the day, we come to terms and say, mali ba ako? Di ba ako? Kung ako mali, sorry. I had a hard time saying sorry to my kid. I have to do it. Oh, anak talaga. Sorry, anak. I want you to understand. I'm sorry. If you think that this happened because mommy and dad, listen, I am sorry. Forgive me. Yes, dad. And he started to, I'm sorry, dad. That's been a long time. It's okay. As long as you admit it, you just don't know. God is pleased. God is honored. Bakit? God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Si Lord ang pleased dito. Si Lord ang panalo. Right now, let's pray. Do you acknowledge that you have this? Yes. Wow. To me, Lord, that's breakthrough. What causes us not to say it? Start with a capital P. It's called, whether you go somewhere else, dala-dala mo yan. As long as we live in the body, ako yung dapat. Woo, ako yung magaling, ako yung dapat hindi nasasaktan, ako yung dapat na okay. Hindi pwedeng ganun sa mundo natin. Lalo na sa church. Sinasabi natin, discipleship is a relationship. Ilang beses ako na-offend, ilang beses din ako nakaka-offend. How do we get right? Forgiveness. Peace. Ministry of reconciliation. Let's go back again and say that. When He gave us the ministry of reconciliation, the next one, ayun, hindi yan. Hindi yan yung kanina, balik tayo. Give us the ministry of reconciliation, and God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. Tayo. Ito yung ginawa mo sa akin, kaya nagkakaganito ako, hindi naman ako magkakaganito kundi mo ginawa sa akin to. Ito, remember that? Ito yung ginawa mo. Ito yun, kaya ako nagkakaganito. Pero si Lord, oh, not counting men's sins against them. Pag hinihingi tayo nag-forgiveness kay God, sinasabi ba ni God sa atin, tatandaan mo na to? Mark, ito yung ginawa mo. Ito pa yung ginawa mo. Pastor ka pa naman. Ginawa mo to, Mark? Preacher ka pa naman? Nag-preach ka? Ito yung ginawa mo. May ganon? Si Lord walang ganon. Kung si Lord walang ganon, di rin tayo. Eh, bakit tayo ganon? Kasi nga, masyado tayong selfish. Yung pride natin, ayaw natin tamaan. Gusto natin secure yung pride natin. Ikaw yung bida. Inaalaw ni Lord, masaktan tayo so that we can go to God and receive His healing. And for us to be gracious with those people who would hurt us. He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. God is committed that the message of reconciliation be told to those people who need it. That's why there's a gospel of peace. Today I want to ask you, talking about God's peace, are there people that you need to forgive? We're going to have communion today. But it's not right. Because you're here today, because between you and God, not the person next to you, we're going to take communion, and it's not right for you to take communion if there's anything in your heart against someone. God knows. God knows if you are for Him. God knows if you're real. God knows if you're humble. God knows if you're proud. I plead with you. If you're not ready to forgive, don't take communion. I didn't say that in the 5 p.m. service. Because I felt in the 5 p.m. service, they were ready to forgive. I'm asking you today. You want real peace? You ask God's forgiveness. Lord, I'm sorry. I've never talked to this person for the longest time. I'm right. She's not. I've been holding on to that. Lord, it's time for me to surrender that and ask forgiveness from you. Lord, sorry for my pride. Sorry for letting unforgiveness rule and reign my heart. And because of that, you can receive God's forgiveness and take communion. Can we all come to God today in humility and to have peace with God? Not peace with other people. First and foremost, peace with God. You're not right with other people because you're not right with God. God has been pointing and poking you. Now is your time. Can I ask everyone to stand on their feet? Music group, can we come? I want us to worship the Lord today. And I want to ask all the ushers to distribute the communion elements. We want to make sure that we all do this. But again, as you receive communion, it's up to you. You can't fool God. God hates pride. The Bible says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to those who choose to forgive. Humble. Can we worship the Lord and exalt Him and really mean what we say when we ask the Prince of Peace to come? Let's do it. Raise up your hands. Thank you, Lord. Madam, right on up. Yeah, let's all open the cup together if you have not opened it yet. Betrayed, took bread, and we had given thanks. He broke it and said, "This is my body." which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. I'd like to say, that's the peace of God in us. We're doing this in remembrance of what Christ did for us, that He reconciled Himself back to us. He did not fight for His right, saying to us, hey, look, why are you doing this to me? I don't deserve this. Why are you cursing? Why are you placing me on the cross? I don't deserve it. He did it willingly, lovingly. He let go of all His offense and insults. That's why He was successful. He showed to us real peace and love. In the same way, He took the cup after cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, the blood that cleanses from all our sins, sickness, and disease. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. Let's bow our heads now. Lord, You are the Prince of Peace. Lord, sometimes we pray for peace, but we don't live for peace. Right here, right now, we want to repent from our stubborn heart, for our bitterness and unforgiveness. Panginoon, yung sama na loob na meron kami sa puso namin, yung buot, until today, hindi pa kami nagpapatawad. Panginoon, humihingi po kami ng kapatawaran. Lord, kami po, dapat po magsimula sa amin. Kaya humihingi po kami ng kapatawaran sa inyo, Panginoon. Dahil yung puso, Panginoon namin ay kapal na, Lord. Soften my heart, our hearts today as part of our 7 p.m. service. May peace, the promise fulfilled, be seen in our family, starting from us. But you ask the Lord to forgive you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Can we all partake the bread together? Ni Lord sa atin. And I want to pray for you right now, for your relatives, for your family, for your loved ones, for your friends, sa neighborhood nyo, in the offices, in the classes, to have peace. Can I pray for you right now? Can we lift ourselves right now in offerings to God? All across the place, Lord, here we are, even as we have asked forgiveness. Lord, we're asking that You make sure that the grace of God has been given, bestowed. Because, Lord God, we want to promote that Prince, that You being the Prince of Peace. And I thank You for the covenant of peace, that because of the blood of Jesus that was shed, I declare, Father God, reconciliation and restoration amongst the families, amongst relatives, amongst friends, loved ones, in the barangays, in the villages, yung kapitbahay namin, Panginoon. Kung sino man, Panginoon, yun na nakasama at ginawa kami. Sinabihan kami mga masasama, Panginoon. Ginawa kami masama, Panginoon. Dinadalangin namin ngayon, pinapatawad na po namin sila. We forgive them and we release them from our hearts in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank You. Even as we do this, we're honoring You and pleasing You. We're putting a smile in Your face because this is the promise. That peace, there will be no peace in this world without having peace in our hearts and peace with You and peace with our families and our loved ones. As we worship You today, Lord, I declare strength, I declare reconciliation, I declare the grace of God to humble ourselves and make that move to text them, to talk to them, to speak to them, to have coffee with them. Miski Lord, magalit po sila sa amin, ayaw nila kaming kausapin, it doesn't matter anyhow. It's unconditional. We declare that peace. We declare that forgiveness.